Today we're building a classic Reese patch in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the smart way. Low CPU, stock devices only, and beginner friendly. The goal is to make something gritty, wide, and tense that works beautifully as a riser, a transition layer, or a dark bass bed for jungle and old school DNB. A Reese is one of those sounds that instantly says drum and bass. It's all about movement, detune, and filtering. And the cool part is, you do not need a giant synth or a massive CPU heavy chain to get there. A simple patch with a few well-chosen devices can sound huge once it's in the arrangement with drums. So let's start clean. Create a MIDI track, and load an instrument rack. Inside that rack, drop in Waveeatable or Analog, if you want the easiest route. Waveeatable is a great choice because it's flexible and still efficient. If you want to keep it even simpler, Analog works just fine too. Rename the track something obvious like Reese Rise, and keep the signal flow simple in your head. Sound source, tone shaping, movement, then Final Control. Now build the basic Reese. If you're using Waveeatable, choose a saw wave on oscillator 1 and another saw wave on oscillator 2. Then detune one oscillator slightly against the other. You only want a small amount of movement here, not a huge out-of-tune mess. A little detune goes a long way. Think of this as the beating or pulsing that gives the sound its signature buzz. If you're using Analog, do the same idea. Turn on OSC 1 and OSC 2. Set both to saw, and introduce a slight detune. Keep it simple, raw, and direct. That's a big part of the old-school jungle character anyway. You don't need a massive stack of voices to get the vibe. In fact, starting too big often makes the patch blur faster and uses more CPU than you need. For the low end, be careful. In drum and bass, the low end is sacred. If the Reese is going to act as a riser or tension layer, you usually want the true sub to come from a separate sub-track later. That keeps the mix cleaner and gives you way more control. So don't overdo the bass inside this patch. Keep the sound focused in the low mid and mid range, where the movement and grit can actually be heard. Now add auto filter after the synth. This is where the patch becomes a proper riser. Set it to a low pass 24 filter. Bring the cutoff down to start, somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz if you want it dark and tense. Then automate that cutoff up over 1, 2, or 4 bars depending on your arrangement. For jungle and old-school vibes, a 2-bar rise often feels really natural. Add a touch of resonance too, but keep it under control. A little resonance near the end of the rise can give the sound a sharper edge and make the payoff feel more exciting. Just be careful not to go overboard, because too much resonance can turn the sound into a whistle instead of a bass. We want tension, not pain. Next, give the sound a bit of grit. Saturator is perfect for this. Use analog clip mode if you like, and start with a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on if needed. If the sound starts getting too hot, lower the output. The goal here is not to destroy the tone. The goal is to add harmonics so the bass cuts through the breaks and still feels alive on smaller speakers. You could also use overdrive instead of saturator if you want a different color. Keep it subtle. In DNB, it's easy to add too much distortion and suddenly the Reese starts fighting with the snare and cymbals. So always check the sound in context, not just in solo. A bass that sounds aggressive by itself might be perfect once the Amen break is playing. Now let's widen it a little, but carefully. A Reese usually lives in the stereo midrange, while the low end stays focused and solid. You can add chorus ensemble or auto pan very lightly to create movement. Keep the mix low if you use chorus. If you use auto pan, try a slow rate like half a bar or one bar, and use phase settings to create a gentle stereo drift. The important thing is this. Do not make the low end wide. That's one of the fastest ways to make the patch feel impressive but weak. Keep anything below about 120 Hz centered and stable. If you need to, use utility at the end of the chain to check or reduce width. In drum and bass, monocompatibility matters a lot, especially if you want the track to hit hard on a club system. At this point, your patch should already feel like a rough Reese. Now we shape it into something useful for arrangement. A great DNB trick is to resample it. Once you like the sound, create an audio track and record the patch with its automation. That way you can chop it, reverse parts, fade the tail, and place it exactly where you want in the track. This is a massive CPU saver too, which matters in busy DNB sessions where the drums, effects, atmospheres, and automation all pile up fast. Resampling also gives you that classic jungle workflow. A lot of those old tension sounds feel more like audio events than live synth patches. So once you print it, you can treat it like an arrangement tool. Make one version with a short 1-bar rise, another with a longer 2-bar climb, and maybe the third with a filtered tail. That gives you options later when you're building the drop or the switch up. Now let's make the phrase musical. You do not need a complicated melody for this. One sustained note rising into the drop can already sound huge. You could also try a two-note call and response, where the second note is a little higher. Another good option is a low note that jumps upward just before the drop. For jungle, short and direct often works better than overwritten. Sometimes the simplest bass movement feels the most powerful when the break is doing the talking. A really effective arrangement is to let the reset under the drums for a few bars, then open the filter more and more as the section builds. Maybe the drums strip back for a moment, maybe a snare fill comes in, and then right before the drop, the reese opens up and disappears on the downbeat. That contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger. It's not just the bass getting louder. It's the whole energy shifting. Now clean it up with EQ8. If the sound has too much mud, use a gentle high pass or a small cut in the low mid area, maybe around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, trim a bit around 2 to 5 kHz. Keep the deepest sub region free for your kick and sub. The reese does not need to carry everything. Its job is to bring motion, attitude, and tension. A good beginner rule is this. If the patch feels weak, add harmonics before you add volume. In drum and bass, perceived power often comes from bite and motion, not just level. That's why reed SEs work so well. Even when they're not huge in the sub, they still feel massive because the movement is obvious. Now automate the patch for extra energy. The main automation target should be the filter cutoff. You can also automate resonance a little near the end, increase saturator drive slightly in the final bar, and maybe widen the patch a touch at the peak. Keep volume changes small, maybe just 1 to 3 dB if needed. The real power is in the movement, not in just turning the track up. If you want a more classic old-school feel, keep the release shorter and the movement simpler. Older jungle often sounds tighter and more direct than modern bass design. Don't over-polish it. A slightly rough edge often sits better with chopped breaks anyway. Also, don't judge the sound solo for too long. A reese that seems plain by itself can become exactly right once the break, snare rolls, and atmosphere are in place. Here's a good little practice move. Make three versions of the same patch. One dark and restrained, one a bit dirtier and more aggressive, and one that's designed for a jungle intro with a lower note and a reverse tail after resampling. Then play each one over the same break loop and see which one feels most old school, which one cuts through best, and which one leaves the most space for the drop. If your project starts getting heavy, freeze or flatten the synth track once the sound is close. That keeps the session light and lets you focus on arranging instead of fighting your CPU. And if the bass starts sounding messy, check the phase and stereo width before adding more effects. Too much width can make a patch feel huge but weak, and that's a classic trap. So to recap, start with simple saw waves, add just enough to tune to create motion. Keep the low end controlled and mostly mono, use filter automation to create the rise, add a little saturation for grit, and resample when you want more control and less CPU. That's your beginner-friendly Ableton Live 12 Reese for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. Once you've got this down, you've got a reusable tool for build-ups, switch-ups, intros, and dark transitions across your whole track. And honestly, that's the kind of sound design move that makes a DNB project start feeling real fast.